The new film, The Imitation Game, tells the story of World War II codebreaker Alan Turing. Benedict Cumberbatch plays the socially awkward, eccentric British mathematician who led the effort to break the Nazis' secret codes.
I like solving problems, Commander. And Enigma is the most difficult problem in the world.
No, Enigma isn't difficult, it's impossible. The Americans, the Russians, the French, the Germans, everyone thinks Enigma is unbreakable.
Good. Let me try, and we'll know for sure, won't we?
Turing went on to crack the Nazis' Enigma machine, and his work was instrumental in helping bring World War II to a close faster. The Imitation Game chronicles Alan Turing's work as a codebreaker, the bullying he faced in his youth, and the trials he endured as a gay man in Britain at a time when homosexuality was a crime. The film's director, Morton Tilden, spoke with NPR's Arun Roth.
So first, I'm curious, what did you know about Alan Turing before you started on this project?
First of all, I didn't know anything about Alan Turing. I was shocked how little I knew. I mean, why wasn't this man on the front cover of my history book when I was at school? Because his achievements are so staggering. So I became obsessed with him. I needed to know everything. And as a filmmaker, it's such a blessing because you find the story that you just need to tell and you feel you're part of something which become very important.
And well, there's a reason why we don't know as much about him or why for so long we didn't, because all of that work, the code-breaking work, was top secret.
Yeah, everything was burnt, everything was erased. It was kept secret for almost 50 years. Probably one of the, you know, best-kept secrets ever. So many people never spoke to. Now, they didn't tell their husbands, they didn't tell their children. And also Alan Turing, who stood trial. You know, he was
charged with indecency because he was homosexual.
For being a gay man after the war in the UK, which is in itself is shocking. But standing trial, he never spoke. He never raised his hand and said, "Do you know what I did? I was a war hero. I saved millions of people." Yeah. He never said anything. And it's just staggering to think about.
So you trace the secrets of Alan Turing's life. But you pull off something kind of tricky because you jump around from different periods, his youth in a British public school, his time doing the code-breaking work in World War II, and then that time later in his life. Why that approach? Why not just take things in order?
I mean, first of all, I didn't want it to be told as a traditional history lesson. I wanted the movie to be intriguing, thrilling, exciting, and because that's how his life was. To me, Alan Turing was a mystery. It was sort of like something I needed to unravel. And he was also obsessed with puzzles. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make the movie like a mystery, like a puzzle that you're piecing together.
Benedict Cumberbatch does amazing acting without words, with his body and his eyes conveying Turing's awkwardness.
I mean, Benedict transforms. He doesn't act. I mean, he becomes Turing. I put aside 3 weeks of rehearsal, which is now getting rarer and rarer to actually have that. Hmm. And we were able to really explore these characters and really find the voice of Alan Turing and try to create him, because there's no recordings of him. Nobody knows how he talks. Nobody knows how he moves. There's only, you know, just descriptions of him. So we had to sort of like piece him together.
Alan?
Yes?
I said we're going to get some lunch. Alan?
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I said we're off to get some lunch. This is starting to get a little bit repetitive.
What is?
I had asked if you wanted to come to lunch with us.
No, you didn't. You said you were going to get some lunch.
I really think he makes Alan Turing come to life. And Alan Turing's family was there when we opened the British Film Festival. Hmm. They were very complimentary about how we did. So that was a good feeling.
And there are artistic liberties taken, something that you have to do in the course of making a dramatic film. Were you nervous about any of that, given the fact that a lot of people have invested a lot into Alan Turing?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest artistic license we did was actually to compress things. Mm-hmm. The thing, though, is that the story of Alan Turing is so, I mean, if you wrote it as fiction, you would go like, this could never happen. This is too wild. You have this awkward mathematician that becomes a super spy and, you know, cracks the Nazi Enigma code and is gay and is being prosecuted for it. And it's like...
And father's computer science.
And not to mention he actually creates computer science. But it's all true. So it's more been a choice of what to tell and not what not to tell.
You know, there have been other dramatic adaptations of Turing's life. What was the story that you wanted to tell?
To me, it's the story about the outsider. to me, I wanted to make a celebration about being different. And also how important it is to actually celebrate those who are different than us instead of fear them.
Morten Tildum is the director of The Imitation Game, the new film that tells the story of Alan Turing. Morten, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.